Victor Gerbic joins us for a korero today, and this is to do with Te Rito, which is a report that's been furnished by Te Pūkenga. Te Pūkenga is the overarching body looking after the interests of former polytechnics and also industry training organisations. They've been talking with Māori learners about what they think they need in their training, in their vocational learning, and therefore support as well. Victor Gerbic is the akonga at the Centre Kaurangi, and he's with us today to talk about some of the feedback from our tauira. Victor, te lakwe.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks for having me on.
Good to talk with you, mate. What's your background to the mahi at Te Pūkenga, bro?
Well, I've taught at Polytech System for 25 years, starting with my trade of music engineering and then music fulfillment TV, sound fulfillment TV. So I have quite a lot of time, spent quite a lot of time with in vocational education system, and now I went out with, on the road on this research to help do the mahi and talk to learners all around the country before Christmas, and that's the Akonga at the Centre project.
Ka pai, Victor. And of course, you would have, in that music field, you would have worked with a stack of Māori and Pacifica kids, because we're drawn to that creative side of study, aren't we? And I know you wouldn't want a name drop, but I'm sure there have been some very successful tauira who you've helped steward through their courses. With that in mind, it gives you, I would think, a good understanding of some of the pressures, the outside pressures that exist in that study environment for our people. What are some things that you've noted? Because while many want to commit for the 3-year degree or the like, family circumstances can change a lot in 3 years. What would you say are some of the external pressures that exist for Māori and Pacifica tauira?
Well, yeah, you're right. I when I was out on the road, I wasn't hearing much new from what I'd experienced with our students in the performing arts. But it's been great to be able to capture it and package it into this Te Rito report, and it's a resource for Te Pūkenga to use in all kinds of ways. I guess some of the things we were looking at were, well, one of the big ones, it was a reasonably holistic approach we took to what the students and learners were saying. So they totally brought their whānau with them in the way they related what were the enablers and what were the barriers they'd experienced in their journeys so far. So we talked about what were the kind of things that stopped them from even getting started, to think about coming to tertiary education, vocational ed, what were the sort of things that got in the way at enrollment time in the early days. That early stuff's really important, and they bring a lot of their whānau, their life with them, and that can be both an enabler and a barrier, as we know in the Ao Māori. The things like trying to help them maintain their mana as they come through the system, seeing if they can have their Māori values and principles reflected. A lot of them come from a more mainstream, and but they're at an age where they really want to know more about being Māori, and so they want a tertiary system that helps them do that whilst they're learning other things. Because as we know, it's not just the skills they're learning; it's all about how to deal with life and how to learn new tools for the future.
I think the latter is quite an interesting point. We seem to have an assumption that Māori students are all au fait and comfortable with their taha Māori and the rudiments of te reo Māori and the like, but many of our kids have been raised through mainstream schools and want to maybe enhance their knowledge of taha Māori through their tertiary opportunities. That's an interesting observation as well. And, of course, it's the stickability too, isn't it, Jason, that we demand in our studies, that when you enroll, you see it through. And sadly, for many different reasons, that doesn't eventuate. So the focus to get them to finish off what they signed up to is something that the students need to display, but also as a teaching environment, I suppose there's pressure on as well to the well to Te Pukenga to facilitate that and help them through the 30 or 40 weeks of study that they actually signed up for.
Yeah, I think that you're right there, Dale. I think there was a lot of learning through COVID around how many things can stop people from engaging, and even just to swap to doing their learning off-site woke a lot of people's eyes up. So we've packaged a lot of this into a set of questions about how we enable the learning in all kinds of manners, and how we keep in mind these detrimental factors that can hinder. We have about 59 what we call opportunity statements, like how might vocational ed attend to Māori aspiration for intergenerational well-being, so pretty high level stuff like that, or just how might we support their holistic well-being. So those are questions put to by Te Pukenga to Te Pukenga as we navigate how we're going to make a system that works far better for people particularly underserved, as we might suggest, which is Māori, Pacifica, and disabled students as well. These are the ones that really have hit barriers because of the systematic assumptions that don't fit these students.
Well, the feedback is going to be very valuable as you design courses for and try to encourage those who sign up to them to finish them. I'm pleased that you've taken an interest here and have been on the road to get this report together. This is Te Rito, but there's going to be a second report on the way too, focusing on on Pacifica and disabled learners, and a final report too, which will identify future priorities for Te Pukenga based on current activities. I guess you'll be involved in the collating of those reports as well, Victor, down the track.
Yes. Well, we've seen a first draft of the analysis of what disabled students have said, and we have some opportunity statements already written for the Pacifica Akunga that we talked to. And we have other set of resources we're building that we want to use as tools to help anyone, whether they're governance, whether they're team leaders, or just people working in the operations fields like the enrollment phone calls or the support staff, everyone to sort of be able to get more of an idea of some of the enablers and barriers these students have. And by knowing more, they'll be more aware of it in their job. Not to say that most of our staff, well, I would say most of our staff are all there because they enjoy the fact that they're helping people learn, whether they are on the phones or whether they're teachers or whether they're leaders. It's just to be able to have this as a resource to go back to as you think the new way of doing things. I think that's really useful.